Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Laura Black and Heather Steele. Hi, both.
Hello.
Good morning.
I don't know why I picked just three of us today.
Why not?
I know, I quite like that.
It's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I saw it on the invite and
there we go.
Quite nice. Yep.
I know. There very we civilized. We're drinking from the sofas today as well. I feel so tired today. I can't keep my eyes open.
I've had a few. I got given a free coffee voucher yesterday at Clapham Junction, but didn't have time to get one. But then I realized there was a place in Brighton from the same company that, and I handed it to them, like, do you accept this? And they were like, we've never seen these before, but it's got our logo on, so sure.
Oh,
so
great.
I'm feeling awake.
Oh, you could
nice
you could go
start
and
the day.
Print some more and just yeah, tell them that
exactly
it belongs to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. I've had a coffee, but it was decaf. I haven't had a caffeinated coffee yet.
Yeah, I've had two strong ones, so I'll probably be chatting relentlessly.
You're going to carry this podcast. I fell asleep at 9:30 last night as well, by the way. I was so tired. We were in Paris this weekend, which was
of
fun
course,
but not relaxing. And then I was on a shoot all day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, no wonder you were exhausted.
I'm tired. Anyway, how's everybody else?
Good. Yeah, good, thank you. I feel like I'm sort of getting, everything's kind of ramping up a bit for me again. It's getting exciting. I've got my sister's wedding this weekend.
Yeah,
then we're going away on holiday. So I feel like it's kind of the final push of getting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit, I hadn't really made the connection that you're going on holiday like straight after your sister's wedding.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And where are you going?
Cyprus.
Dreaming.
No. Never been before. And actually, my geography isn't great. I looked at it's quite far away.
It is. I think the flight's probably quite long.
Yeah.
What is it? 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. I reckon, yeah, five-ish.
Mm. It's about five, yeah. I remember the food being really good in Cyprus. Are you staying on the Greek side?
Oh, I have literally no idea where I'm staying.
Great,
I'm
what,
just,
whatever.
This kind of been organised for me and I'm just going along
that's
for the
great,
ride.
Though. Yeah. Yeah, just relax into it and have a nice time without having to stress.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So nice. And your sister's wedding.
Yeah,
that's so exciting. What can you tell us? What can you share?
We've just had such fun last couple of weekends. So we had her hen and then this weekend we had a big surprise where her bridesmaid who lives in Australia came back and surprised her on the Friday night. I showed Charlotte the video and it just, you know, when you're not quite sure if she has an inkling, but she literally had no idea.
Oh, like, amazing. Based on that reaction, she
I mean, like proper tears.
Oh,
she just
surprised.
Yeah, had no idea.
Oh,
tell
amazing.
Heather how you surprised her.
My sister's quite known if you take a picture of her, she's like, oh, let's see. So
yeah,
what we did is we got us all on the steps in the kitchen and then she basically photo bombed the back of the picture.
Oh my
so
god,
as
that's
soon
amazing.
As yeah, as soon as the picture was taken, she had a look and she was like,
that is
what
insane.
How good is
yeah.
that?
Oh my god,
about
yeah,
it was so
really
nice.
Fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact it worked and she did exactly what
yeah,
you thought.
And she slid off as well. And then when Sophie was like, what? And then she just creeped round the corner, and even her timing of the creeping round was just so perfect.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
And then yeah, it's all sort of kicking off, I think, you know, picking up her dress today.
Oh.
And then as of tomorrow things start happening, and it's just actually really fun almost not being your own.
Mm.
I know that sounds silly.
No,
like,
so
not that,
that
I didn't enjoy mine, but I don't have the responsibility.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm only drinking in the excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get all the fun without
yeah.
the stress. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And
so.
Your dress?
So I'm wearing a rotate dress. It's a bit awkward because it's navy and the bridesmaids are always also wearing navy. So I feel like I'm kind of wannabe bridesmaid.
But you're a sister, you want like some random.
That's
yeah.
true.
And I did
yeah.
clear it with her.
Okay, that's
fine.
So yeah, I'm wearing that and some just simple black strappy heels. And then I've got a little feather thing because I've just to go over the top because I've just seen the forecast and it is looking chilly.
Oh, shit. But not raining.
Not much
yet.
To my dress. Not raining.
Okay,
fingers
okay.
crossed.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Say your prayers.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing a speech.
Yeah. So we are, my dad sadly died a couple of years ago. So really emotional for her because she, her husband to be literally met my dad in hospital, you know,
oh, wow.
weeks before he died. So Really lovely they met, but it's going to be an emotional day. My husband's walking her down the aisle, which is amazing. Lovely.
That's so special.
And yeah, and then us, my mum's doing a sort of little couple of minutes, and then the sisters are taking the mics and yeah, hopefully making her smile rather than bawl her eyes out.
Oh, that's lovely. The wedding we were at in Rome, I hope she won't mind me saying, her dad passed away when she was about 20, and she's got a really good relationship with her stepdad. So that was about 10 years ago. And what she did was walk the first part of the aisle by herself.
Wow.
As like a, you know, my dad should
tribute.
Be here.
Yeah,
like tribute, exactly. And then her stepdad came and met her and walked her the second half.
Oh my God, I think that is like, that literally makes me gob. That's brave.
Sorry. Yeah, it was really brave, but it was really, she was really kind of positive about it and did it in a, in a tribute way, not in a sad way.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it was a really lovely gesture, which I thought, I haven't seen anyone else do that. I thought
love that.
Yeah. Oh, what a best start.
Yeah. Thank you.
Excited for you.
Yeah, I'll share lots of pics.
Fun. Please do.
Heather, how are you? What's going on?
My boiler's broken. So I've been having like, the water coming out the shower isn't even like cold. It's freezing. You know, when your head's like
brain freeze.
Yeah. And because I have to wash my hair every day because it's really thin. Like it's been a challenging few days.
Every day.
That's it just wakes me up getting completely covered in water.
But then do you dry it?
No, I leave mine. I don't do anything to it. So
God, that shows how long your commute is.
I know, it's like dry as anything. Yeah.
Also, your hair is so glossy for washing it every single day.
Sorry, do you do that even in the depths of winter?
Yeah.
But then don't you catch a cold?
No, because like by the time I get up like much earlier than when I sort of leave the house. So by it's already sort of mostly or half. Yeah, I don't leave with sopping hair.
Yeah. What time do you wake up in the morning?
It depends. Today, like 6:15, it used to be 6.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a school run to do.
Yeah.
Is that natural for you?
I have to exercise and try and squeeze it in before the children wake up because otherwise it's just not happening.
Yeah.
So that's my window.
Yeah. Nice.
I like the peace.
I'm the same. I was awake at 5 to 6 today. And I would find it really, I just would feel so frazzled.
Oh my God.
I've got some friends who they roll out of bed and go straight to work and I just could never be that.
Yeah. No. Those people that press snooze sort of 30 times. I mean, what a start to the day.
Yeah, you would just be mega stressed.
Oh, nothing makes me, my husband's quite a big snoozer as well, and nothing makes me angrier than his alarm will go off like before mine, so I'll be wide awake with his alarm, and he'll just keep going back to sleep and snoozing, and I just have to sit there and listen to all
That's annoying.
I feel like I wake up with a sleep hangover if I do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you feel worse, much worse. But no, I like to have a coffee. Have a shower, sort of wake up as I'm getting ready.
So agree. But broken boiler, that's a nightmare. Have you got somebody coming out?
Finally today.
How many days has it been?
It broke on Sunday morning. So it could have been worse. Yeah, but also I was like out at a friend's 40th birthday on Saturday night and then was meeting friends in London for lunch on Sunday. And you know when you're just like, I really want a shower and then just having to do a cold one. Ooh. Did wake me up.
How was the birthday party this weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was really fun. It was just in a pub in Brighton. But it was one of those where I bumped into a friend like as soon as I sort of was going down the stairs and they're like, oh, by the way, like everyone who you were best mates with 5 years ago and you haven't seen since is in that room, like in a good way, just because it's like, it's all lots of music people. And like, obviously people are always all over the place and stuff. And yeah, you don't always get to catch up with people all the time. But yeah. One of those things where you weren't quite sure who was going to be there, but loads of really friendly faces. Aww, so yeah, that was really nice. Yeah, it was good.
Charlotte, Paris.
Me, Paris. Yes, Paris.
Yes. Paris. More interesting than boiler chat.
No, not necessarily. I didn't do a whole lot because Ben ran the marathon on Sunday in Paris. So we went before the marathon and we had a nightmare journey getting there. Friday, we got the Eurostar at, our train was at like 7 o'clock and we were supposed to get into Paris at 10:15 and we don't actually know what happened. They just kept saying there was a fatality near the Paris area. That is very vague. I don't really know what happened. We got into Paris at 2 a.m. We just sat.
You were on the train?
On the train. We sat up. They put the train pulled in half an hour outside of Paris to like a derelict station and we sat there for 2 hours.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, they let people off. It was just, I just felt really bad for the marathon runners.
Yeah.
Because obviously they needed, and I was just really stressed we were going to be there till like 5 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just going to have a quick moan because I think the Eurostar is a joke. At least with a plane, if you get delayed, I think 3 hours, maybe we were, hang on, 10, 15, 11, 12.
Yeah, no, sorry, we would have been 4 hours
late. Yeah, so
we
delayed 3 hours, 45 minutes. Yeah. And with a plane, because I've had this many times, 3 hours is your full refund opportunity. So you're sort of, I've had that a few times, we've been delayed for 2 hours, 50 minutes. You're like, oh,
classic.
Anyway, so 3 hours is your time. Eurostar, a 3 hour delay gets you 75% of your journey back in Eurostar vouchers or 50% of the cash back. That is so poor.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like, I could have driven from home and it would have taken the same amount of time.
Especially because they kind of angle themselves as being like, you know, business first. Like, can you imagine all these business travelers, you know,
people
doing
going, there were so many kids as well. Yeah. Children. Like, and look, I get it, it's not their fault, but like, well, you know, if you're operating a train service and people are delayed for 3 hours, 45 minutes, then there should be some conversation.
Also, yeah, getting so in at 2 is not fun.
It wasn't fun. Anyway, it was fine. We slept from like 2:30 to 9:30, so we got like a decent amount of sleep. Yeah. I didn't really spend much time with Ben, to be honest. We went with friends, one of whom was also running the marathon. And they have to do like marathon things. They have to go to like the expo and pick up the badges, and they go and buy all the merch. And so I wasn't going to do that.
I was going to say, presumably he didn't want to have a fun night out on the Saturday either.
I mean, we had dinner at 7:30 on Saturday, which actually worked out quite well because I was really tired from the Friday night. But I'm really lucky. I've got a best friend in Paris who I haven't seen since Christmas 2019. So that was lovely. And we just spent the day together. Got really lovely weather. Got very lucky. It was
so
gorgeous.
Nice.
You know, I feel like in Europe, when it's sunny, even if it's cold, it's like skiing weather. Like, you can still sit in it. We sat in like vests. It was so hot on Saturday. Whereas in the UK,
it just rains.
It just rains. Or even if it's sunny, it's cold sunny, isn't it? So yeah, it was gorgeous. It was like, it was skiing weather almost. And it was
lovely.
Did you
go shopping?
A little bit. I went to the Frankie shop. That was like a beeline destination. But it's quite a weird shop. It kind of felt like a pop-up, like a sample sale. It's very like, you know, when there's no mirrors in the dressing room and it's all a bit kind of communal for me.
Right.
So I didn't buy anything. I bought a bra in Love Story.
Nice.
Which was very pretty. They've got nice. I don't think there are any boutiques in London or in the UK.
So,
I don't
think so. That was nice. Nice. So, and eat? Where did you eat?
And we ate. So this is a really poor, people kept asking for my recommendations. This isn't a very good example trip, but we're going to go back in a few weeks. So I will do a more recommendation heavy
trip next
time.
I would love that, because I'm going near a Christmas.
Are you?
Yeah, and I haven't been for a while, and I quite like some fresh.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to go with purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got lots of recommendations. I just didn't really take up any of them on the trip. I did go to the new Soho House. Which was very like hyped. It was so dead. It's so weird. Like, Parisians are obviously not like Londoners, because like a brand new open Soho House in London is like heaving, especially on a Saturday afternoon. And I think it was probably like 5% full and mostly Brits. So I think it's going to be more of a kind of hotel tourist kind of vibe. But it's beautiful, really beautiful.
They're opening one in Brighton.
Yes.
I mean, they've been meant to have done it for like the last 4 years or so, but you can see like it's properly sort of coming together now. But I do wonder a bit like
if that's
how it will go, because like, you know, Brightonites are quite like independent,
I know,
and stuff, but I still think there's enough people who will definitely
get swept out.
There's a swimming pool as well like overlooking the beach, like that would be nice.
I mean, there's a pool in Paris, but the word pool is generous. I mean, it's literally like the size of like this sofa. It's very small. Because I would have thought, Brighton, lots of freelancers, but also Paris has loads of freelancers. And maybe it's a slow burner.
I think the Brighton one will do well, and also just people who come down from London today, like it's right on the beach, like, oh, let's go down to the Brighton house.
To be fair, if there's a house with a pool next to Brighton Pier, that's where. Is it a hotel?
I don't know, actually. I don't think it is. It's not that, it's quite a big space, but not ginormous from what I can see.
But yeah, I agree. That's what I'd do. Safe pair of hands. So basic people like me from London are going to love it.
Exactly.
Let's move on. And actually, sorry, I'm so annoyed, as you know, because Succession, we're recording this on Tuesday morning, and Succession started last night. And my husband told me there was football on and said, so we couldn't watch it. I had to wait for him, obviously. So I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I was messaging Charlotte because she posted it on Instagram. I was like, no, we have to talk about it on the podcast tomorrow. You can't be watching the Arsenal game.
I mean, I didn't watch the Arsenal game either, but I also couldn't watch Succession. So.
Oh, I don't know. I think in that, I'd have just been like, well, F you, Ben, I'm going to watch it on my own. And you just claim it was for work purposes. Like, well, I need to talk about it.
Oh, damn it. Now you've made me look shit in my job. You're
no,
right.
No, not at all.
go on, how was
you're being
it?
A good wife by letting him watch the Arsenal game. It's really good. I won't give anything away, but other than to say, if you haven't seen it before, then catch up immediately and get on it.
What series is this?
Series 3.
Series 3.
So you don't watch it? Lawrence.
You'll like
so
it.
Good.
You will. I don't know anyone, like, I tried to recommend it to my parents, and after I had recommended it, I was like, oh, actually, because there's so much swearing and sort of
pretty
vulgarity.
Crude. Yeah,
which I don't know if like 60-something-year-olds would love, but anyone else, I think it's hard not to.
No,
like
my parents are early 60s, they love it.
Oh, cool. I think my mum's a bit like, ooh, that's a bit rude. Yeah,
just
imagine
my mum's quite prude.
All
of
Logan's catchphrases, like, fuck off.
Yes.
I don't know if she'll like
and
that.
And there's that scene, it's maybe like episode 2 or 3 of the first season where Roman Roy basically has a wank against a window.
Yeah.
But apparently that was That was improvised. Did you know that?
I know they're allowed to do a lot of improv. So that kind of, he probably got swept up in the role. It's a great role to have. I think if I could be any of the actors, I'd want to be his character because he's just outrageous.
Yeah, he's brilliant. And that weird kind of, without giving too much away. The premise of the show is that there are these four kids who are all vying, I mean, kids, they're all grown, they're in their 30s, but they're vying for their father's both kind of attention and job. He is the owner, a kind of Rupert Murdoch style magnate,
right,
who runs a big media empire, and Roman is the kind of cheeky chappy youngest, and he's got this kind of sort of like sexual sort of abusive relationship with a much older woman.
Yes,
it's really fascinating.
Yeah,
like they kind of go to places that no other TV shows go to, don't they?
But last night, basically based on the last episode of the second series, by the end of last night's episode, position wise nothing's really changed.
Right.
It was a really good way of sort of recapping everyone's position,
okay,
but also sort of moving the story on a bit, and you know, just everyone with their catchphrases and like doing their usual schemes. It was a good way to sort of get back into it, because there was obviously a big delay to filming because of the pandemic, so it's been 2 years since the last series, and instead of one. So,
and the end of season two was explosive, like a moment. And
so I will say, it picks up immediately after that press conference. Cool. It was kind of thrown straight back into it. So yeah, it's really good. And I saw Chloe, who's on our commercial team, on the train just now. She saw it last night and we were chatting about it. And we were saying it's just so nice to have like event TV back, because it's only one episode every Monday. So, you know, you can look forward to it.
I don't like it like that.
Oh, I do. With Succession, because so much happens in 1 hour.
It does, but I feel like the shows that have been like that over the last few years, so I'm thinking specifically of Line of Duty and of
The Undoing.
The Undoing. No, I didn't watch Visual. I need to watch it, but The Undoing. Maybe because both of those ended very disappointingly, but I feel like I lose interest when I'm getting it in drips and drabs. I know it's not drips and drabs, it's weekly, but I don't know. I like to binge a really good series,
I
like a bit of both.
Yeah. Mm. Depends what it is. Mm. I think if it's like a comedy, then you don't necessarily need to be like, what's going to happen next?
True.
But
do we know how many episodes are in the season?
I think it's 8. Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
God, it's so good. And Tom back on form.
He is, yeah. Although Cousin Greg's my favourite character. Yeah. I really fancy him. It's
weird. You don't, Heather.
Not as Cousin Greg, but like
But he is
the
cousin.
Man himself.
The man himself is Cousin Greg.
Well, I fancy Cousin Greg then. Yeah, he's like 7 foot.
Laura, Cousin Greg is not hot.
As I've said before, I always fancy weird ones.
Yeah, so I mean, actually, if you said to me, guess who I fancy, I definitely would have known that.
It's not really a great pool of candidates, but
I could fancy Roman.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's
weird. Like if I had to pick one,
you were talking.
That's the one who had the wank on the window. That's
Alexander Sarsgaard's going to be in the series at some stage, so he's like a more acceptable person.
Sorry, I'm probably just thinking through the
Logan.
Yeah, no, Kendall's quite savable. Sorry, this is really. Kendall's the kind of serious character, like the real contender.
Yeah.
Anyway, God, it's the best. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
Forget what was the other thing you said you were going to start.
Maid.
Oh no, Maid is supposed to be very good.
Yeah.
But watch Succession, because Ed will love it.
I was going to say, great for men. Without being fully on board.
Yeah. Without being too stereotypical.
Yeah.
Let's tackle some of your questions. As always, we're going to flit a little bit between topics. Laura, here's a good one based on what you said before. Somebody's asked about getting motivation back to step up exercise routines. Healthy eating and not putting it off. So you exercise every morning?
4 or 5 times a week.
That's
I try.
What do you do?
I don't do masses. I've got a Peloton tread. So I just go upstairs, and I love that it's half an hour and it's done and somebody's telling me what to do. So, you know, you're not left with that like mental, I've got to get through this, because you can't get off because somebody's telling you what to do, and they're always shouting like how much longer you've got or whatever. So I don't find I have the mental battle.
Sure. So with a tread, it's like a running machine, right?
Yeah.
And but you still do classes.
But you have classes.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like Barry's, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have boot camps, and it's really good.
Yeah, that is really good.
And highly recommend.
Do you do live ones?
Peloton's only just come to the UK. It's still only for the bike. So once they start, the timing for me doesn't work.
Yeah.
At the moment to do the live ones, but I don't mind so much. Like, I've only known doing the pre-recorded ones. And
what difference does it make?
Yeah,
really,
what difference does it make? I'm not that competitive where I'm like, I gotta be the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah. I'd actually rather never come on a leaderboard.
That kind of stresses me out.
Make it onto a leaderboard anyway.
God, that's good. Everybody I know who has a Peloton swears by it and loves it. Yeah. And where do you find the motivation?
I've always been a bit of an early bird. Honestly, if it's 6:30 and I haven't gone, it's not happening. So I have to literally get up and go. If I give myself 5 minutes to think about it, I can talk myself out of it really quickly. Yeah. So that would be my tip.
Don't think about it.
Mm. You'll always find a reason not to do it.
Yeah.
But I also think the hardest thing, I know people say it, but it is literally just getting...
It's starting.
Yeah. And once you're on it,
yeah,
it's just such a mind game.
Yeah.
Mm. Such a mind game. And yeah, I play it with myself all the time.
Why do we do that?
I know, it's so weird.
People saying it is true. Like, you never feel rubbish after you've done it, do you, ever?
So but why do we struggle so much? It's such a weird thing.
It's so weird. And it's not a women thing. I think men feel the same. You know, why is the idea of getting up and doing some exercise for so many such a chore?
Kind of what I love about having the instructors is that they're so positive and like always give you a reason to like be thankful for your body or what the day's got ahead for you or whatever it is. So you always step off feeling like, yeah, I can do this. Like, what's happening today? Come on. So,
like, there's a lot of things that kind of like happy, clappy, jolly stuff I'm often quite skeptical of in like, in like most forums. But in exercise, I'm the same as you. I really respond to that. So whether it's like SoulCycle, who are obviously come from the States and they've got a few London locations, I like cry sometimes.
Yeah.
I like cry. But like sometimes if you've got the right instructor who's kind of talking to you about it, it's so much more than just like a physical experience. It's like a mental thing too. And
but I also
find that really
think the Americans are so good at it,
yeah,
which is why I wonder what it coming over to England it will be like. Because
kind of
I
don't
really
believe it when Brits are really happy.
Yeah. I really respond to them.
But that's why SoulCycle is amazing, because actually they have British instructors, but they have that kind of peppy American.
It really works.
Like, you buy it. Yeah, I really love it.
Nice.
It's very jolly and uplifting when I actually drag myself down there.
Yeah.
Heather, are you still swimming?
No, actually. To be honest, I haven't really been around many weekends, but my boyfriend went swimming like 3 days ago. So
it's kind of like still just about time.
But yeah, I'll see. I'm not around this weekend either. It's one of those things. I think I've left it too late for my last swim.
Oh, is that how it works? Like, you don't go in after a certain
basically,
time?
Yeah. Like, it does just get too cold. And if
pushing on November, that's getting quite cold.
If you haven't been in for a while, it just feels like a real shock, I think. And if you go in November, sort of cold, so to speak, your body can sort of go into shock a bit. That's what happened to me last year. I remember my teeth started chattering and it never happened before. And you know, it's almost like comical. Like, what's going on? But I have been going for a few runs.
You have? Are you enjoying it still?
I am. Yeah, I don't use any of the apps or anything now. So I just sort of like put a timer on for 25 minutes and off I go. But yeah,
when you're that's a nice way of doing it.
I think, yeah, when you're by the sea, it's just kind of, it's nice, isn't it? It's easy to kind of, well, not easy to make yourself go at all, as we've just discussed, but as in, it's a nice view to have.
Yeah. When did you do it, in the morning or the evening?
Yeah, so on the days we work from home, because I have to do the brief in the morning, I'm kind of done by 7:30, so I've got time to have a coffee, go for a run, have a shower, be ready to work at night.
Nice.
So it's nice,
and
actually.
And it's lighter.
Exactly, yeah, because to someone yesterday in the office, like, I nearly fell down the stairs yesterday morning because it was so dark when I woke up, I feel like that was quite a new
thing. Find your light switch. Yeah.
Well, I don't usually have to switch it on, so I just sort of like automatically was sort of going down and I was like, hang on, it's pitch black.
I know, it's really, the days are creeping in, aren't they?
It's really dark. Even this morning, when I got to the office area, it was quite dark and I went into Gales, and in the 5 minutes it took them to make me porridge and come out, it was noticeably lighter. Yeah, yeah, it was really weird. Yeah, I guess that's what happens. It's not that weird, is it? It's just like
every year.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah. Somebody has asked what to do in London when my mum visits. I love that question. What would you do with your mum if your mum wasn't a Londoner for the day in London? We talked a little bit about afternoon tea at Fortnum's last week.
So nice.
Tea, you can't really go wrong, can you?
Yeah.
That's nice. My mum loves musicals, so yeah, maybe something like that. Yes. The last thing we saw actually together was Bat Out of Hell, the Meatloaf musical, when that was on. It was
something for both of you.
Yeah, but I was like, oh God, what's this going to be like? It was really good.
Was it really?
Yeah, because it's Jim Steinman and he wrote more songs than you realise. Like, and also, you know, Celine Dion's All Coming Back to Me.
I love that song.
That's a cover of Meatloaf. So yes, again, like when you sort of watch it, you're like, oh yeah, this one as well.
I was going to say, because I think the only Meatloaf song I know is Anything for Love.
Oh yeah, there's that.
I'm Bad Out of Hell.
I don't know that song.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
There's a bad out of hell.
Exactly. You'll know it. Two out of three ain't bad. That's another Meatloaf classic.
Oh, yeah. He's got some classics.
He has got some.
I'm going to go and do some research after this.
Because of really showing our cool credentials right now.
Because of, like, you know, what he looks like and how he is, you know, like, he's not a cool guy, let's be honest.
I only really know him from the Spice World movie where he played the bus driver.
He's also in Fight Club as well, if you've seen that. You should see that. That's very good.
Classic films. Anyway, I'm showing my lack of cultural diversity, so I'm going to go and listen to some meatball songs.
Or maybe just listen to the musical soundtrack. Actually, if you like musicals.
Oh, then, I love the musical soundtrack.
Yeah, it was really good. But I think the best thing about that was we were like quite close to the front for once. Never usually get tickets like that to go see anything serious. But for Meatloaf, we were there. And these women on the front row were so excited. Because obviously there's like, you know, the musical stuff where there's a little bit of dialogue in between. And every time a song started, they stood up and were like,
oh, wow.
Like they were a rock concert.
Sorry, but it was a show. Like they were actors.
Yeah, they were just like, it was like they were at a Meatloaf concert.
Super fans.
Mamma Mia is a bit like that, isn't it? Towards the end.
Yeah, sort of encouraged to dance in the aisles.
Have a boogie.
Yeah. But no, I think that's what I do with my mum, take her to a musical.
Are there any new musicals opening off the top? Sorry, putting you on the spot. That we should know about.
There's one. Frozen.
Frozen, yes. I'm not sure I would take my mum to that, but that has just opened.
There's the Back to the Future one. I saw huge queues outside of the other day.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber, hasn't he got
Cinderella? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if mum would be into that. I mean, I'm sure the Cinderella one's good, but in my head I just keep thinking it's going to be a bit panto. Like, I know it's not going to be.
I don't think it is, but yes.
Oh, I quite want to see that.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely be up for that.
I still haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen. Really
no, neither. I would like to see that too.
I might just see it in the cinema, though. It's coming out on Friday.
I still feel like...
You're not into it, are you?
It's not that. It's just that... So I've got some friends who are like bang into musicals. Mm. And yeah, they've been talking about... They even went to New York to see Dear Evan Hansen years ago because they were so obsessed with going to see it before it came over here. And yeah, I think with certain ones like that, I think, yeah, you just kind of do need to see it live.
Yeah, maybe.
To absorb it perhaps.
But it's quite cool. It's a bit like when you watch Hamilton on Prime, seeing it with the original cast. So Ben Platt from The Politician. And thank you, Eloise, recording up. He's also Benji in Pitch Perfect, the magician.
Love that film.
Love that film. He was in the original cast and is playing the same part in the movie. So at least you get to see the people who've kind of made those roles. But
that's true.
I think it was you who made the point the other day to me that he's about 20 years older than the character he's playing as well. So
I think that was somebody else who said that. But yes, true. He doesn't look like a sort of high schooler. But they never do they, in these films? Do. Apart from the High School Musical cast, everyone else is about 30 playing a 17-year-old.
I actually heard Timothée Chalamet saying on the radio this morning that... when he shot June, he was 22 and now he's 25 and actually he's playing a 16-year-old. He was like, so it's getting a little close to the wire.
That's true.
Yeah, presumably you're going to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that on Friday night. I'm very excited. But,
sorry, by the way, did you see what Zendaya wore last night to their premiere?
No.
I didn't.
Oh my God, I'm going to show you guys. She looked unreal. Okay, you can't really tell, but it's white sequins.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, wow. For like a sort of June-esque outfit.
It's kind of futuristic, but I thought she looked
amazing.
Incredible.
White sequins, absolutely.
White sequins. I think it was Rick Owens, and it's just like really structural and architectural, but within white sequins. Oh my God, she looks incredible. She's amazing.
I'd love to have an occasion to wear something like that.
I was going
to
say, I can imagine you in an amazing white sequin.
Oh, thanks, Heather. I'll take that as a massive compliment.
You and Ed could eventually
find an event for me to go to.
Yes, because when can you wear white?
Yeah.
Laura, what would you do with your mum on a day out in London?
Well, I think you've taken two pretty obvious killer ones. But I actually think my mum, when she comes up, she likes doing the simple thing. My mum doesn't live in London. So she loves things that we take for granted, like going out for a coffee in the morning and like a potter down the Northcote Road or whatever it is, and looking at some of the shops and going out for lunch. Like, I just think I would be a bit...
Local.
Basic. Yeah, just like live your life so that they can see what you get to do.
Yeah, so true, so true. Okay, nice ideas. Strictly faves. Well, okay, if we must. That's somebody's asked. Who are you rooting for now on Strictly?
I think Rose, unbelievable that she cannot hear the music. Completely and utterly blows my mind.
Yeah, amazing. We talked about last week how she just moves with his body, which is just unbelievable.
It is, wow. Yeah. Apparently, my mum's got a friend who is also deaf, and I think a similar level to this girl, and you can feel it in your...
That's what she says, the vibrations.
Yeah, you can feel the vibrations.
Crazy.
Absolutely amazing.
There are so many, just going back to weird crushes, maybe this isn't even that weird, but he's gone now, he went this week, but I fancy...
No, Charlotte.
Greg Wise.
No.
So much.
Interesting.
I actually said to Ben this week that there's no... I'm not someone who...
Sorry,
like,
he was so unsexy on Saturday night.
Yes, Saturday night, but before that he wasn't, and like...
He's not attractive. Is it Emma Thompson's husband? Yeah.
I'm not someone who fancies dads, like, oh, but like, I have to... have like daddy issues, like I'm normally into guys my age, but oh my god, there's something so sexy about him.
Yeah, maybe pre-Strictly.
I think that the pastel colored ruffles didn't really do him sort of,
oh, you just need a man with rhythm
stomach.
As well,
so
and
hot,
just yeah
it?
A man without rhythm is it's not attractive.
I think that's why I fancy Giovanni so much, it's the way his hips move. Heather, are you watching it?
No. But I'm enjoying the chat regardless.
Oh, this is a nice chat. Laura, somebody's asked, best place to get a kitchen?
Ooh.
It's entirely budget dependent, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Duval, they are just like absolute dream.
Neptune,
I'm going to put my hand
nice.
Up. Yeah, Neptune. But mine is Howden's.
As is mine.
And I really think you can pimp a Howden's kitchen amazingly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have some friends that have come with extremely expensive kitchens to my house, and they open my cutlery drawer, which lights up as you open it. And they're like, wow. Yeah. And honestly, it's excellent.
What's not to love?
It's aged brilliantly. It's actually my second Howden's kitchen, and both have been brilliant.
Great. The only thing about Howden's is obviously you need to be working with a builder. It's a trade business, isn't it? You can't just rock up to Howden's and order a kitchen.
I also find their colours slightly limiting, so that's where you might find it a bit frustrating.
Yeah.
But you can something neutral.
And you could technically, there are some that you can spray and some that you can't. So you can technically have it made and then spray them subsequently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How's your kitchen saving going?
It's going well. It's almost... like we're getting ours from IKEA. Mm. We've got the whole plan sorted now. But yeah, so it's almost like getting there. We've just got a builder to come round to actually check that we've measured things correctly and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm really excited. Our kitchen, it's a tiny galley kitchen and it's just not fit for purpose. But yeah, doing lots of IKEA trickery. There'll be much more space for things. We're getting half a dishwasher, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
The only reason my boyfriend's agreed to go halves on the kitchen is that we can get a dishwasher. But no, and just getting all the new appliances, because everything sort of came with and is all very tired and old.
I think my tip as well, if you're going for an IKEA or Howden's kitchen, is to get nice tap.
Yes, that's a really good shout. Yeah.
A tap can let it down quite easily.
Yeah. And the handles as well.
Yeah, handles.
Are the other thing people always say, don't they?
Yes.
And I think we'll need to get it sort of replastered, but we'll try and get like some really nice quality paint and stuff like that, just to make those bits look nice.
Definitely.
So that, the sort of cheaper cabinet. I mean, the whole thing isn't actually that cheap altogether.
No,
it was a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I think we've gone for the best that IKEA does, basically.
What colour are you going?
It's walnut.
Ooh, nice. What is that? Like a
warm
brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely.
But with these white Burton May sort of speckledy tiles with a bit of black
and white.
And then white quartz worktops and then a few black accessories.
So nice.
Compared to the rest of the house, it'll probably be quite tasteful.
Sounds quite tame compared to the rest of the house.
I think we were just like, we need some rooms. Like our bedroom, the bathroom and the kitchen are quite neutral in the hallway.
And also,
the living room are
bold. You have to consider resale when it comes to a kitchen, don't you? Like anyone can paint a room, but...
Yeah,
no one
precisely.
People don't necessarily want to rip out a kitchen.
Yeah, also I like the bold colours, but when you're cooking or whatever, you don't need, say, a bright yellow thing in your face.
I'm exactly the same. We went for all kind of neutrals and zen in the kitchen, because you can. It's so much easier to play with paint than it is to play with like quartz worktops or whatever.
Exactly. It's a small space. It doesn't need to be brightly coloured.
I love Duval, but it's obviously a certain style, right? Not everybody wants a shaker kitchen. Where else could you look if you've got a slightly bigger budget, but you don't want that kind of slightly more cottage core look?
God, for me, I mean, if I could, I'd go to Custom Fronts and Plykea, who they do these ply things, but they can put so many different fronts on, so it doesn't have, not everyone's into that sort of ply look, but they do so much more than that. But Yeah, I thought because they basically fit them onto IKEA cabinets. So that's that was something we were thinking of doing in the first instance. But even in a small kitchen, prices start from sort of 15,000 just for like the doors and bits and bobs. So we're like, maybe not.
Next house. But everything we've done in this house, I'm like, in the next house.
Yeah, but we'll do I know this. You like the modern house as well, Charlotte.
I love the modern
house. But a lot of their kitchens are sort of IKEA custom fronts, those kind of modular things that, you can do in basically any colorway. Yeah. And they're nice and clean. And
in their newsletter yesterday, that actually they do real people's kitchens, and they had Rosh Matani, who is the founder of Alighieri Jewellery. God, her house is nice.
Well, she's got I'm trying to do those, you know, my inside my kitchen feature.
Yes, I love
let
them.
Me know if you see anybody who's got good kitchens. She'd be good.
There you go, Rosh from Alighieri.
We also ran a feature on the best kitchen companies for all budgets. That is, if you're after a kitchen, that's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, okay, that's where to go. Current Matches/Net-a-Porter wish list. What one designer thing are you...
How long have you got?
Polishing, that's a nice Yiddish word for you. Are you craving? Are you...
Lusting
after, that's the word. Thank you.
I am desperate for a pair of knee boots. And I really want a Shearling coat. So really nice,
really
cheap
affordable things.
Options I've gone for there. But yeah, they are two that I just keep coming back to. Every time a new in comes in, I'm like, what have you got?
The booze is a more affordable investment than the Shearling coat.
Yeah, although it looks like you've just ordered the ones that I have my eye on.
I'm really sorry, I didn't know. Try them on if you like.
Yeah, thank you so much.
They're arriving today, I'm very excited.
Oh yeah, maybe I will. And the Shearling coat will, I mean, it's probably been on my wish list since I started at Sherlock. So I know that when I do buy it, it will be worth it. Yeah. But whether it's happening this year or not.
Can I tell you, I've talked about this in the podcast before in terms of saving, and I have a little fund, and you don't notice it and it racks up, so maybe just make a little shit.
Maybe I need to do
bunch.
That.
Heather, what's your wish list?
It's still this bag I showed you. If you
The Osoy one, yeah, it's really nice.
So it's the Peanut Brot leather belt bag, but I wouldn't.
And
I want
sorry,
to
it's
see
Osoy,
it.
The name of the brand?
Yeah, Osoy. It's a Korean label. The thing is, I really want to see it in person because they're describing it as a belt bag, and I can see from the images that you could wear it like a belt. Okay. But then in all the pictures they've got, the model is wearing it like a normal shoulder bag.
Yeah.
But it just looks like really, really soft leather and
gorgeous.
Yeah.
What's the
really
price point?
So this one is $280, which I thought considering
for a leather bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Really nice brand.
The only thing I say, they don't do it in black, which would be my preference, but I do quite like that.
I can see you with that
colour. Brown one.
Match the kitchen.
Yeah, well, there we go. So yeah, I'm toying with the idea of buying it at some stage.
Yeah, nice. What about you, Charlotte?
I'm sort of in that. Regular listeners will know that I spent the first 6 months of this year being super smug about having bought like one thing all year, and now I'm like, I want clothes. I just want so many clothes.
It's that time of year for
me. It's
that
time when you bring out your knits and you're like, oh, it's going to be really like. And then you're like, oh, you're so tired and a bit gross.
Oh my god, my knits are so tired and gross. Yeah. I didn't buy any new knitwear last year for obvious reasons. So I didn't buy anything new for winter last year. So and everything now, and especially because we moved loads, it's been in storage boxes. Yeah. And everything, and yeah, it's at least 2 years old. For the majority, it's like 3 or 4 years old, and they don't look great.
No, I know, they look really tired.
And honestly, crease knitwear is like the worst.
I mean,
even
crease
expensive
knitwear. Oh, I can't picture.
Really bad with your clothes and taking care of them like I am. So I want literally just everything. Everything. I really need a good pea coat or like a good wool coat.
Yeah.
I don't own one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a Ray one that I really love.
So nice.
But I just ordered this.
What colour?
Boots and said navy. I think I have to go navy. Okay, so I actually really toy with this because I really want a fun coat. Like when I see people in fun coats, like a bright colour or something, I'm so envious. But I feel like I would get sick of that so quickly.
Yeah. You gotta
navy's
almost go
a
high
good
street for that.
I feel like I should invest in a navy and then maybe down the line.
Yeah,
I can buy like a shrimps one or something.
Last year we were eyeing up those shrimps ones. They've got even more good ones this
year. I think
you do.
I've never been that good at investing in coats, but they are the one thing that comes out year after year.
Yeah.
And they're the one thing that goes, it doesn't matter what you wear underneath. Yeah.
Well, two things I feel about coats. I get really bored of them because you literally wear them from like next week through to March. And then additionally, you spend all that money on a coat, but if you're going into work every single day, you take your coat off when you get there and you're just left with what's underneath. So you might spend all your money on a coat, which is great because everybody on your commute sees your coat and it keeps you warm, which is obviously good. But then for the most part, you still have to wear something underneath it anyway. So for the most part, sorry. Yeah. All the time, you should be wearing something underneath your coat. So I struggle with that because I'm like, I'm going to spend all that money on a coat, but then still, what am I going to wear every day?
I feel like this year especially, there seems to be so many nice styles of coats you could go for well. And like, most people can't get even two or three of them, but it feels like, I mean, I love all the quilted ones. I think they're amazing. There's an amazing COS one at the moment that
I was going to say really the High Street are doing them really well.
Yeah,
I think.
But I still feel like the COS one's probably £200, and I feel like because they were quite big last year, I feel like by next year we probably won't be wearing quilted coats.
So they're useful, but I just think we might just get sick of them.
I feel like it's not a good investment.
Yeah, I love the quilted. So you're talking about the quilted, like the puffery style.
Yeah, sort of thin but puffered.
Yeah, I love the quilted like quilts style. Cotton, like CMYC.
Yeah.
And actually, Rixo have a really nice one. But again, I'm not sure how warm they keep you, perversely. Like,
I don't think they keep you warm.
Yeah, it's more of
a good transitional coat.
It's more of a jacket, isn't it? Is there a particular shooting coat you've got your eye on?
So I've just rediscovered this brand called Gushlu & Cole, who we did something with like years and years and years ago. And it had just gone off my radar and I found it last week. And oh my God, the selection was just so good.
What's it called? Gushlow and Cole.
Yeah. G-U-S-H-L-O-W and then C-O-L-E.
Okay. Ooh,
I've never heard of that.
I need to go and have a look.
Yeah. Like they have some seriously nice ones.
Okay.
But I want a classic. I'm not going for kind of the aviator style. I want one. If I'm investing, I want it to last me for years and years and years.
Because there's this toe term shearling. Sorry, you've heard so much about the bloody jacket, but there's this toe term shearling.
By the way, it would look excellent with your boots.
I know, with my outfit today. I know. Toe term shearling jacket.
Are they like the 70s ones?
No, I don't want that.
Okay,
style.
That's why I'm trying to picture what yours would look
Everybody
like. Everybody not aviator
off
or 70s.
Those aviator 70 vibes. Hang on, this is what I want, Heather. Hannah Stratford Taylor actually wore it the other day and looked so good in it. And it made me so sad.
She looks good in most things. She does, to be honest.
Look.
So, oh, yeah, that's lovely. Oh, yeah, so I can see you wearing that 100%.
It's a cream shearling jacket and it's got toggles across the front. And actually, they've done a few. That's obviously their kind of signature look this season. They've got a few toggled coats, both shearling and wool. But oh my God, I just
But that
so
will last you.
Yeah. I know, Laura, but I don't have £1,700.
Neither do I. So I need you to buy it so that I can live through you. Because it's not
happening for me anytime soon either.
That is lot of money for a coat.
I know.
Well, or for anything, but still, yeah.
But it's shearling. It's going to last you forever.
I know.
If you take care of it.
Yeah. I know. You're the worst influence. Be quiet. I'm not buying a jacket. Fab. All right. Okay, final quick fire question. People always ask us about gifts. The Christmas gift guide is not far away, everybody. No. But I always really like this chat. So somebody has said a gift suggestion to say congratulations on your dream job to someone.
Ooh, do we have a budget?
I mean, I feel like you're not going to spend a fortune, are you?
No.
Let's say £100 max.
Ooh, quite a lot. Okay.
Oh, okay. 50 to 100.
Okay. Yeah.
A friend, when I got my new title, just sent me a Blondie's.
Yeah, I love
cookie,
that. That was really nice.
Great. Yeah, Deputy Editor, and that was a very good.
That was a great gift, actually.
Yeah,
original.
That was really nice.
Like that.
Yeah.
Any personalised food? Biscuitiers. I know that they've been going forever, but I still love a Biscuitiers.
Yeah, they're great.
Mm. They're good.
What about like a nice folio or a nice papier notebook or something? That doesn't have to cost a fortune.
That's a good idea. Something you can have at work. Yeah. But
I gave that to
yourself.
My friend actually when she went back after maternity leave.
That's really nice.
I sent her a little notebook with her initials on. And,
yeah. I love, I talk about, every time gifting comes up, I'm like, what about papier bag?
How about some stationery? Me too, it's so good.
I love them. And the hardback, they always used to have the little paper ones, which are great, but I love the hardback ones.
So good.
Heather?
I'd probably just go down the booze route, to be honest.
Nice.
And you know what someone was actually telling me the other day? That their go-to gift for everybody these days was that Fortnum, you can order online Fortnum's champagne, which is personalised. They said it looks so, it might be really expensive, I don't know.
I think you can do that with Verve Clicquot too.
You can. You can get this big yellow Verve Clicquot, and we've done that for engagements for a few people actually, which
that's
is really
good. Yeah.
It's nice because you keep the bottle.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice.
All right. Loads of questions we didn't get to today. We'll have to come back for more. All right. Thank you both. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. And don't forget, you can ask your questions in the question box, which goes live on our Instagram stories every Sunday evening. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.